Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's the Tuesday show. So how's everybody today? Is your Tuesday better than your Monday? Or is it, you know, Tuesday is that weird day. Yeah, the weekend's over. Now you're looking forward to tomorrow is hump day. Yes. How is everybody today? You having a good day so far? Are you enjoying your day? So what are we talk about? Well, yesterday's show, I got into all kinds of different topics, and I always forget what I talk about the day before. So we won't talk about yesterday, talk about today. But I did bring up the idea about manifesting what you want in your life. You know, we talked to some dead people, some ancestors, and they talked about you manifesting what you want. So we did that. If you want, get a message from your ancestors, and they'll help you to manifest, get what you want in your life. Now, let me explain something. Oh, let me get into something first. Now, I do readings. What I like to do is talk to your ancestors, your great grandmother, your great grandfather, and let them give you messages, whatever is going on in your life. Perhaps a spirit guide, but I kind of like, enjoy talking to those departed ancestors of yours. So let's see if you could want one of those. So you can reach me at themessenger.info. It's all on the episode page information. There is my email address, earthlightsc@yahoo.com, and my phone number. Or you can find me on Facebook. So there's lots of ways to reach me. And then I have a special for those who call in the show, $1 a minute. Okay? Usually charge more. Well, off and on, depending on who I'm working through. So, if you want an extended reading, now these are meant to be a little short, so if you do want to call in and talk about whatever's going on in your life, what you want to manifest. It seems like a lot of people lately, and they do some work on a psychic site, which is about the same price as I'm offering, and you want to know what the other person's doing, so what their intention is. So that's, again, tapping into what their intention is. Now, the intention of a person isn't necessarily the outcome, if I can explain it that way. You can have an intention to go to New York next week, and I don't know where you live, right? But things happen. Life happens. So same thing with manifesting something. You can have an intention to manifest something. But if you lose track of what you're wanting to manifest, it doesn't always happen. So I'm going to start the show with a quote from the Abraham material. And as from an intuitive, psychic, whatever you call it sort of thing, the key is if somebody predicts something for you in the future, you have to align yourself with that energy. You have to go, yeah, that sounds good. I really want that. Then you start visualizing. Then you start using your vision board. So I'm going to give you some tools today that you can use once you get the prediction in mind of what you want, or your ancestors tell you, or a spirit guide or whatever. And then there's some tools that you can use to bring that into your life. So it's a combination of law of attraction, intuitiveness, all of the above. And I think that's a great combination of the intuitiveness, being shown what could happen and what's out there for you. And then you turn around and go, okay, I'm going to get it. I'm going to use these other tools to get it. So that's the intuitive performance coaching part. The performance coach is uplifting you to a place that you can manifest anything you want. There's an exercise I've been doing based on the Pam Grout material, Grout. She's written E squared, E cubed, Thank and Grow Rich. And she has another book coming out in next month, or August, actually, not next month. It's along the same theme, and she has this 72-hour thing where you ask the universe to make something appear in 72 hours. Yeah, basically you're commanding the universe for something. Now, it has to be something that's within the frame of 72 hours, right? It doesn't necessarily happen if it's something that's outside of what the limits of 72 hours are to happen in your life, right? I understand that. That's pretty. I mean, you could go out there and demand it or command the universe to bring me something in 3 weeks. Well, that's a whole different story. Or a new job. I want a new job in a week, right? That's not far-fetched if you're looking for a job. But then you still need to clean up your vibration to get the job. Cleaning up your vibration to get what you want. So let me jump into the Abraham material. Then we'll get into more about certain things and tools that you can use once you know what you want. Actually, even once you get that prediction, if you want to use that word, of what's going to happen, some tools to use to make it happen. Aha. So here's the Abraham quote for today. If you're not familiar with Abraham, you might be familiar with the movie The Secret or Esther and Jerry Hicks. The Abraham material, Abraham being a group of non-physical entities that use the name Abraham because it's an A. It's in the first of the thing. When you look up something, you see the A is first. The old joke was that it was the first letter of the phone book, but I think people use the phone book anymore. But it's the first letter in a search. You look for A first. Give me a spiritual teacher by. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. That's what Abraham did. So they were using phone books back then when Abraham chose that name, the spirit group chose that name. Okay, so this is from a workshop in the year 2000, September 30th. I'm getting older. I think about that. The year 2000, that was like almost, this is almost like 17 years ago. Like, what were you doing 17 years ago, right? I looked at some statistics of who listens to my show, and most people are in their 50s to 60s, which is kind of interesting. Maybe it's because of the time of day. Maybe I should do the show later and I can catch some younger people. That's a concept, huh? Never thought about that. Some people getting off of work because most of the people, like even on the East Coast right now, it's 5 o'clock. You're just getting off of work. You're kind of going, oh, what am I going to do for dinner? So maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll go later. Who knows, right? Or break it up a little bit. Who knows? Okay. So back to the Abraham quote. We practice the art of allowing. It's a cool term, the art of allowing. It's allowing it to happen to you, not being in resistance or putting up resistance to what you want to happen, which means, according to Abraham, which means for the thought that feels best, not the thought that is the real thought, not the thought that is telling it like it is. Telling it like it is only holds you where it is. Damn it, I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm going to tell it like it is. Here, anybody wants to tell it like it is. So that's just stating reality. This is my reality. I'm broke. I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm not going to live in a fantasy world. I'm broke. I'm without a job. I'm without love. That's telling it like it is. But do you really want like it is? Maybe you do. Maybe you got $1 million in the bank and the most gorgeous partner in the whole world who loves you dearly, and you guys are living in blissfulness, and you're living on an island, one of the islands of Hawaii, and life is amazing. Well, then you can tell it like it is. But most people's lives are a little short of that, a little tad short of that idealistic situation. So Abraham is telling us, tell it like it as if you would like it. Like it is. Wait a minute. This is a confusing sentence. Let me read this thing again. Tell it like it is if you like it is. Okay. But if you don't like it is, then don't tell it like it is. Well, that's a tongue twister, isn't it? Tell it like you want it to be. Oh, here we go. The want part. Tell it like you want it to be. If you tell it like you want it to be long enough, you will begin to feel like you want it to be. Whoa. Abraham was using some interesting choices of words here, huh? And when you feel it like you want it to be, like, wait a minute, it will be like you want it to be. Okay, that's an interesting twist on words, isn't it? But basically what Abraham is saying in so many words is, stop telling it like it is, especially if it's not what you want it to be. If you want it to be, you can go around telling everybody, hey, I'm in this amazing situation. I got this amazing job. I got this amazing automobile. This house is perfect. I've manifested everything I've wanted in my life. Well, that's a good time to tell it like it is. But if it isn't, don't do that. Tell it like you want it to be. and continue to tell it like you want it to be, and continue to change your story. Now, I did the Pam Grout article yesterday, and she talked about changing your story. Ooh, change your story. So if your story is not feeling good, your story is I'm alone, my story is I don't have enough money, my story is, then change your story. Shift your story. Shift your story to what you want it to be. That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. Okay, let me do this. Let me click back and see if you guys, oh, somebody wants to call me. Talk to me. So let's see if they want it. Let's see if this person is willing to change their story. Not what how it is, but how they want it to be. Does that make sense? It's a cool thought. I'll be with you in a second. Yeah, so we're going to talk about, I've pulled these articles before and I've talked to some of them about some of them before, but they're really good. Okay, I'll do that one second. This is from Jack Canfield, and I've used this story before, but it's a great story. It's visualization techniques to affirm your desired outcomes, a step-by-step guide. And we've done this meditation, but it's a good time to do it because that's what we're trying to do, is get you to the place of seeing what you want. Not what it is, but what you want. Another article we may get to, and I'm not sure, 18 signs you found your soulmate. It's a little off the topic, but once you've manifested somebody's in your life now, how do you know that they're actually your soulmate? This is from lifehack.com or .org. So I thought, oh, this would be fun. Wouldn't this be fun to talk about that? So maybe we'll do that after we do a little visualization thing. And I'm going to post this to Facebook if you're with me on Facebook so you can read this article and ignore me completely, right? Okay, so is a caller still? Oh, you're still there. Well, okay, so let me take a call. Then we'll jump into the article about visualizing what you want. Again, if somebody gives you a prediction, then you got to visualize it. Then if it feels good, then you got to visualize it, right? Then you got to see it clearly, like it's real. It's not like an imaginary thing. It really is real. It really is real. I don't know if that's a very good sentence structure, but it really is real. Okay, 520, you're on the air.
Hi, I just started listening, so I didn't get all of your story today. I just barely started listening, like maybe 2 minutes.
Okay, so you didn't have a question or anything that you wanted to get in from – you wanted one of your ancestors to tell you anything about what you want in life? Yeah, I'm talking to good people.
No, I actually talked to you yesterday. I actually talked to you yesterday, so I saw you were working on and I saw you were working on manifesting. I go, ooh, so let me see what he's going to say about that today.
Okay, so
I love to manifest things.
Oh, good. Your first name again? Just so I remember you.
Okay, Christina.
Okay, Christina. Okay. I remember you now. Okay, so we're going to get into a visualization technique, and I'll put you back on hold. And it's something from Jack Canfield, if you know who Jack Canfield is. Do you know who he is? Chicken soup guy.
No.
Chicken soup of the soul, chicken of soup of this, chicken soup of that. Him and the other gentleman, I always forget the other gentleman's name, but he was also in The Secret, too. His story in The Secret.
I love The Secret. Yeah.
His story in The Secret was he had wrote a book or something like that, and he was going to make $1 million by the end of the year. I think it was $1 million or 100,000 or something. So he make a big old poster and put up on top of his ceiling so every night he could see it, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
And I think it was $1 million, or it could have been 100,000. I don't remember. One of those numbers, right? So
it
he
was
came
a
like
million.
With it. Yeah, so he came like 995,000. He came so close. So, but he manifested it. So let's get into his. I'll put you on hold. This is a visualization you can do. So we'll go through it as we're gonna actually do it. Okay. Got it?
Okay. Thank you. I'm very interested.
Okay, hold on. I'll put you on hold. Okay, there she went, Christina. Okay, so visualization techniques to affirm your desired outcomes, a step-by-step guide, and this is from Jack Canfield. Okay, so I'm going to skip the little intro thing, but the intro thing is kind of interesting, and it talks about athletes doing all the time visualizing the outcome of the game one, and some really great stories about where he would visualize. Yes, it directly has all playing or you know, in certain locations, so he could visualize it. You know, football, American football, quarterbacks visualize the play before it happens. And so they play it all out. And tennis players do the same thing. They visualize it. Race car drivers really do this. They do a visualization. They walk the track and visualize themselves on the track as they're going around the track. So they visualize the race. Now, I wonder if horses do that. Anybody know anything about horses? Horses visualize the, you know, the Kentucky Derby. Does a horse visualize the outcome of the race? Or does the jockey? Maybe the jockey does. I don't know about the horses. Okay, I'm going a little off the wall here, but that's cool. Okay, so let's get into his points. Using visualization techniques to focus on your goals and desires accomplishes four very important things. It activates your creative subconsciousness, which will start generating creative ideas to achieve your goal. So you're putting it out to the universe. You're putting out, and it's coming back to you. Now, it could be your subconscious mind, your higher self. You know, it could be source, could be a spirit guide. You know, maybe it's your dead grandmother. But it's activating that energy to get it back to you. It programs your brain to more readily perceive and recognize the resources that you will need to achieve your dreams. I like that. It programs your brain. And we talked about that yesterday. And there's a part of the brain, and I forgot the exact title of that. It does that. It reprograms your story. So you're recreating a new story for yourself, a brand new story. It activates the law of attraction, thereby drawing into your life the people, resources, and circumstances you need to achieve your goals. It builds your internal motivation to take the necessary actions to achieve your dreams. It builds your internal motivation. I like that, internal motivation. I call it internal inspiration, but it's very similar terms. Okay. Okay, so now we're going to go into the steps. Well, okay, let me just read a little write-up on the steps, and then we'll get into the steps. Visualize with mental rehearsal technique. Athletes call this visualization process mental rehearsal, and they have been using it since the 1960s when we learned it from the Russians. Ooh, we learned something. We actually learned something from the Russians. We learned a lot from the Russians, believe it or not. So great stories about – never mind. Oh, I got a great story, and before I get into this, it's about, you know, astronauts go into space, and they're trying to write on something, you know, on a tablet or something in space, and pens don't work. A fountain pen does not work, or a pen does not work. A ballpoint pen does not work in space. And American scientists were figuring out, how can we do this? How can we get a pen that will work in space? And the Russians talked to them and said, we use a pencil. Simplicity. We use a pencil. You don't have to worry about that sort of thing. So that's the great Russian story for the day. I don't know if you've ever heard that one, but it's really – so, you know, sometimes the simplest solution is the best solution, right? So let's get into it. All you have to do is set aside a few minutes a day. See, a few minutes. This is not 3 hours on a mountaintop. The best times are when you first wake up after meditation or prayer and right before you go to bed. Not because just before you go to bed, and if you're not too tired, is probably the best way to do this, because you really put it into your subconscious just before you go to bed. And it's a good time to set the practice. You could do it a couple times a day. You could do it in the morning too, but just before you go to bed is a good time to set to your subconscious what you want to visualize, what do you want to manifest. These are the times when you are most relaxed. Go through the following three steps. So let's do this. Okay, you ready? Close your eyes unless you're driving. No driving in doing this, okay? Imagine sitting in a movie theater, the lights dim, then the movie starts. It is a movie of you doing perfectly whatever it is you want to do better. See as much detail as you can create, including your clothing, the expression on your face, small body movements, the environment of any other people that might be around. Add in any sounds that you might be hearing, traffic, music, or people talking, cheering. And finally, recreate in your body any feelings you feel when you would be experiencing as you engage in this activity. Now, let me stop here before we get a point two, because now people are saying, well, I want a job, or I want a girlfriend or a boyfriend. How do I do that? Well, you imagine yourself with somebody. You imagine going to dinner with somebody. How does it feel? What are you eating? What is this person? And you could put a little blank face. It doesn't have to be a real face of somebody. You can leave that out, right? Just this person is with you. Maybe you want to use a real face. Maybe you want to, you have this little fantasy about a certain person, right? Maybe you want to stick a George Clooney in there, or who would I put in there? Never mind. We won't go there. We'll leave that one alone. But so you can visualize yourself at dinner. You can visualize yourself out for a walk. You can visualize yourself doing whatever it is that you would be doing with this person. You can visualize a first date. You can visualize giving this person flowers. Isn't that cool stuff? So as I said, you can really get into it. What's the scene like? What are the smells like? What are other people doing around you? How does it feel? Because I got to feel good. Now, we're in a feel-good place here. So, you know, if it's a job, then maybe you're going into the office for the first time. Maybe you've already applied for a job and you know what the office looks like. So you go to the office, you experience the people, you find your desk, they show you the desk, you meet your boss, you meet the coworkers, you bring your coffee cup and you put it on the desk and you set up some, you know, whatever you're going to set up on your desk, some pictures or some other, you know, things that you would have on your desk. And you just visualize it. You visualize the squeaky chair. Okay, so that's step one. That step one is to really get into the visualization. You know, if you're with me on Facebook, I will post this to Facebook. I've done this before, but I think I'll do it again. If it'll do that for me, I don't know if it will. Oh, well, we'll try it some other time. Maybe I'll get it that way. But you can always get the link. Okay, well, I'll do this. I will put the link in the chat section, and then you can look this up on your own so you can read it. Ah, even better idea, right? So there's the link. So if you want to do this on your own, you can look it up. Well, is it going to do it? There it is. Bing, done. So you can do this all on your own. So if I go too fast or too slow or whatever, look it up. Read it for yourself. Okay, cool. So this is what we're doing. So we got you in that movie theater. We got you in the middle of that scene. You're observing this, whatever you're observing, whatever you want to manifest. Maybe it's a new car. Maybe there's a certain kind of car you really want. So you go in, you go to see yourself going into the dealership to buy the car. You sit inside the car. You smell the new car smell. You pick out the features. You meet with a salesperson. You're picking out the features of the car you want. They show you a few cars. You run into one, exactly the perfect one for you. You go on the test drive together. You go, this is it. This is my car. You feel the car. The smell, that new car smell, just goes, whoa, that smells so good. So that's the step one. You got the step one part. So you're observing this scene. Now, step two, get out of your chair. Walk up to the screen, open a door in the screen, and enter into the movie. Now, I got ahead of myself a little bit. I apologize for that. Now experience the whole thing again from inside of yourself, looking out through your eyes. This is called the embodied image rather than the distant image. Now, the first one, you see the scene. You see yourself in the car. You see yourself driving it. You see yourself with that partner, that new partner you want to meet. You see yourself in the new job. Now you're doing it. You're there. Okay? You see yourself doing all these things. Ooh. It will deepen the impact of the experience. Again, see everything in – now, this is a key word here. I love this word, vivid details. For vivid detail, hear the sounds you would hear, feel the feelings you would feel. How does that feel when you're driving that car and it's going fast and you got great control of this new car that you want to drive? or this, you're holding hands with this new partner. How does that feel? Does your heart go, woo? Right? Did you like that? Woo! You know, is your heart racing because your palm is sweaty a little bit, but both of your palms are sweating a little bit because you met this perfect person or that new job. Ooh, you get into that new seat. How does it feel? You get all squishy in your new seat at the job. You get into your computer. You go, wow, this is really cool stuff. You know, so being in the scene is step two. So step one, observe the scene. Step two, you get up from the chair, you walk into the scene. I don't know if anybody's with me so far, but this is that Jack Canfield, and I posted in the chat room the link. So if you want to do this all by yourself, without me, you got to do this with me. I've used this before. We won't do the rest of his article, so we'll do step three, and then we'll get into some other things, okay? Step three, finally walk back out of the screen that is still showing the picture of you performing perfectly. Return to your seat in the theater. Reach out and grab the screen. You know, like, you're going to reach out and grab that screen and shrink it down to the size of a cracker. Can you see this? Can you see it? Can you visualize this? You grab the screen and it becomes the size of a cracker or a chip, potato chip, cracker. It doesn't matter. Whatever you like to eat, right? You know. Okay. Then bring this miniature screen up to your mouth, chew it up and swallow it. Now, can you do that? I mean, I'll give you a minute and I'll just kind of practice that one. Do that one. You're back in your seat. You see yourself in that picture of whatever you want, that new job, that new car, that new girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever it is you want. You can see yourself in that screen. And now you reach out and grab that screen. You're back to your chair. And then you take it. You make it the size of a cracker. Then bring that cracker to your mouth. Chew it up and swallow it. Imagine each tiny piece, just like a hologram, contains the full picture of you performing well. Imagine all these little screens traveling down into your stomach. You can imagine that, the hologram, all these little screens, like thousands of little screens or hundreds of little screens, all going down in your stomach, showing the picture of what you want and what you're visualizing. Got it? You're with me so far, right? Hopefully nobody's trying to call in because we're having too much fun with this. Okay, no. I know who you are, so that's cool. And I'm having fun with this. This is cool. Imagine all these little screens traveling down to your stomach and through the bloodstream to every cell of your body. So you're imprinting this vision of what you want in every cell of your body. Then imagine every cell of your body is lit up with the movie of you performing perfectly. Or you with that car, you with that girlfriend or boyfriend, you in your new job, maybe you in your new house. You've bought this new house. You're walking through the house. You're going, well, I want to put here, this, here, and that, there. Now you've made 1,000 little pictures or a million little pictures. How many cells do you have, right? It's like one of those appliance store windows where 50 televisions are all tuned to the same channel. Now, they do that at Target a lot, okay? It's all going into every cell of your body. So there's got to be zillions of them little screens going. Is it a zillion, a billion? Oh, you got like a zillion of them, don't you? Cells. I don't know. Anybody know? Anybody that scientific that you know how many cells you have in your body approximately? Okay, so every cell of your body is lit up with a movie of you performing perfectly. The perfect date. The perfect car. The perfect job. The perfect house, whatever it is. When you have finished this process, it should take less than 5 minutes. You can open your eyes and go about your business. If you take this part, make this part of your daily routine, you will be amazed at how much improvement you will see in your life. So don't give up. Like, oh, I did it yesterday. Nothing happened. Oh, my goodness. Well, I quit. You know, it's like I tried to manifest somebody. You know, I had this vision of this woman or this man and blah, blah, blah. I tried it once. Didn't work. I give up. So what's Jack saying? do it every day. Do it every day. Do it every night, every morning, whatever. You don't have to obsess on it. It takes 5 minutes. Do it, you know, do it every day. Do you have the perfect woman in mind or the perfect man in mind? Do you have the perfect job in mind? Do you have the perfect performance? Maybe you're just taking a test, right? You got a test to take and you're going, I'm going to take this test. So you go, use this process for taking a test. See yourself going into the room for the test and filling out the test, and you feel really comfortable. It feels really good. And you're answering all the questions. It's just like, this is so easy. I do all this stuff, right? And then you visualize yourself in the scene, actually taking the test, going, that's easy. This is easy. This is the easiest thing I've ever done in my life. And then you walk back to your seat, right? You got with me so far? If you got a test or something you have to do, or an interview, job interview, you could do it with a job interview perfectly. Perfect for a job interview, because you visualize yourself in front of the interviewers or multiple interviewers. Done, right? You see yourself in the scene, and then you go put you in the scene, and then you make little miniature ones of you being, and you, they shake your hand, they welcome aboard, let me show you your desk. Isn't this cool stuff? Okay, so 37 trillion cells. So you're sending this little picture of you doing, getting your new job, or that new boyfriend or girlfriend, or that new car, or taking that exam. You're sending 37 trillion of little pictures of you being successful and doing good at something. Maybe you play golf. I don't know. Whatever it is, right? Whatever it is. So think about that. 37 trillion of them, every cell in your body. This is fun, isn't it? So try that. So I put the link in the chat room. So you can do this on your own without me and do it. Just do it. Tell me how it goes. But remember, as Jack said at the very end of the discussion, wait a minute. If you make this part of your daily routine, you will be amazed at how much improvement you will see in your life. So you got to be consistent. One and done isn't going to work, right? One and done is not going to work. You have to be consistent. You have to practice, 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 practice. Is that whole thing about practice, practice, practice? Okay. So what are we doing now? Oh, we're going to have other articles, more fun articles. What are we talking about? Yes. I thought I would, you know, I'm going to skip the one about meeting the soulmate. Meeting somebody, because it's kind of repetitive of what we've been doing a little bit. And what we'll get into is more about, people are commenting on stuff I posted. I posted this other article about 18 signs you found your soulmate. And maybe, that's a long link. You can go, I posted it on Facebook, but we'll go through the article anyway. Call in and talk about anything. We got a few minutes left. Yeah, this is fun. I love this sort of thing. I love to be able to practice stuff and do it and have fun with it, right? What do you think? I was going to give a class on this. I'll do that one of these days. It's one of those great subjects I'd love to give a class on, because it's fun to manifest everything you want in life. So how do you know that you've met your soulmate? Or is such a thing as a soulmate? I believe that there's something very similar to that. So I'm kind of going from a... Okay, number one. Now, you can agree or disagree. And if you're in the chat room, you can go, nah, that's crazy stuff. Or, that's crazy stuff. I don't believe that. Okay, so let's go through some of them. We got about 10 minutes left, and we'll go through some of these. And this is from lifehack.org and June Silney. Yeah. She's a life coach. Well, a lot of life coaches. 20 things to remember if you love a person with ADD. Well, we're not talking about people with ADD here particularly. We're just talking about average people, if there's such a thing as an average person, right? You just know it. Something deep inside tells you this is the perfect one for you. It's as if there is a spiritual force pushing you to let go of everything you previously expected and give yourself completely. So it's a knowing. Okay. So it's just a knowing. It's just got this knowing. Yeah. Okay. You have crossed paths before. Paths. P-A-T-H-S. I can't pronounce the word correctly today. Soulmates have met each other and each other at a in a previous time. You may not have connected, but you were in the same place at the same time. Before my husband and I met, we walked across the street from each other and worked across the street from each other. We never met until the time was right. So that's kind of an interesting thought. Think about that one for a while. That's kind of an interesting thought. You've crossed paths with this person before. They've been in your life on the outside. I call it the outside of your circle of life. Somehow you, but now the time was not ready. I mean, the time was not ready. Now the time is ready. Maybe they were married. Maybe they were going through some stuff in their life. Maybe their family was going through some stuff and they couldn't, you know, you couldn't connect at that time. Okay. So now is the time. Your souls met at the right time. I like that. Your souls met. There's a nice looking gentleman with a beard. I don't know why I have his picture here, but that's all right. Each person has to be ready to receive the soul connection. Even though my husband and I were in close proximity of each other for many years, we did not meet until the right time or the time until the time was right for both of us. We have to be prepared to you have to be prepared to meet your soulmate. I will throw in this little comment here. It's about vibration. You both have to be in a vibrational place to match at that time. If one of you is really depressed and down and out, and the other one's kind of flying high, it's not a good time. You got to get into that same vibrational place. I didn't really screen all of these, so maybe they mentioned that later, but this is my point. Anyway, it could be that you have to go through a relationship that doesn't work out or that you're not ready to ditch your perfect person. Checklist. Everybody have a perfect person checklist? Like we did our visualization earlier. Does that perfect person look like? Maybe that perfect person is not your soulmate. Ooh, what a concept, huh? But when it comes to soulmates, timing is everything. Sometimes you're going, wait a minute. I'm ready. You're telling the universe, I'm ready. Wait a minute. Your quiet space is a peaceful place. Being quiet together is comforting, like a fluffy down blanket on a cold winter night. Whether you're reading in the same room or driving in a car, there's a quiet peace between you. You like that? That's a cool one. It's a comfortability when you're with your person, your soulmate, and a soul partner, whatever you call it, right? There's just pure comfortability there, absolute comfortability between you. Okay? Isn't that amazing, huh? Just a comfortability. You hear the other person's silent thoughts. Ooh, that's kind of spooky, isn't it? Ooh, with soulmates, there is so much depth in your relationship that you can feel and hear what your partner is thinking, even when it's not verbally expressed. Now, do you believe that? Do you accept that concept? I know people talk about that all the time, especially with children. You know, I can tell my children, I hear them, you know, like, what are you talking about now? You know, why do you want that? So, okay. The next one's rather interesting. What do you think about this? I mean, I throw these stuff out there. You can kind of go, yeah, that's crazy, George. Or I kind of agree with it. But this food for thought. And I know this one's true because I've heard of this one before. You feel each other's pain. You stand in each other's shoes. You know each other so well that the second he walks into the door, you can tell how his day was. You just feel that energy. You just absolutely feel that energy of him or her, right? What do you think? You feel each other's feelings, sadness, sorrow, and stress. You share each other's happiness and joy. Ooh, that's kind of cool, isn't it? What do you think? Now, this article is about you understanding, or when you sense these things and you feel these things, that you're connected to that one that who's supposed to be in your life. Call it a soulmate. Call it whatever you call it. But this is the one, okay? You know each other's flaws and the benefits in them. That's a cool point. That's an interesting point. Yes, it's true. Our flaws have benefits. Each trait has a positive as well as a negative side. It's the task of each person to always look for the good, even when things don't look so good. This is usually a benefit to each. There is usually a benefit to each flaw. Stubborn people are good decision makers. Overly organized people are great at paying bills on time. So maybe, you know, maybe you're not the most organized person in the world. That's okay. If your partner's overly organized, now you might think that's a little bit, they're so anal retentive about all this stuff. But you may need that in the relationship, right? So it's that energy between two people that's really strong. You share the same life goals. Now, this is a biggie. This is all value system stuff, right? You share the similar values or the same life goals. You're both on the same page with values, ethics, and goals. You may have a different way of reaching these goals, but you both want the same end result. You may want to move to a nice place where out in the country somewhere. You may not know exactly where that's going to be, but you both want to live in the country. Maybe you want to live in a high rise in New York City, right? So this is your goal. You have these similar goals. Maybe it's not New York. Maybe they want to live in a high rise. Maybe it's in Los Angeles. We have some, believe it or not, or Chicago, or whatever it is. So you have similar life goals. Now the differences you can work out, right? You're not afraid of having a conversation. Now, we're not going to get through all these. And I don't know if we'll do this tomorrow or not or what we're going to talk about. But we'll do a few more of these because we have a couple minutes left. Okay. Conversations can be challenging. Expressing concerns or attempting to make decisions is uncomfortable. Soulmates know that if they join together, they will be able to work it out. You will be able to solve problems. How cool is that? You're not threatened by the need for alone time. Ah, this is a beautiful statement. Think about that. There's a couple more. You know, we might finish these rest of these tomorrow because this is really a cool thing. We might do some of these tomorrow because I don't think I'll have much time. You're not threatened by the need for alone time. Whether it's tennis three times a week or girls' night out, you respect each other's need for independence. Knowing that when you get together, your time alone is special. The next one's a really an interesting point. And think about this. If you're with – now, again, some people will go, I'm not sure about this one. But, yeah, okay. You don't experience jealousy. Ooh. Isn't that cool? It's like a trust thing. You trust your soulmate completely. Pretty girls at the office or the handsome personal trainers aren't a threat to your relationship. You are secure knowing that you're the one and only one. That's such a trust level between two people. An amazing trust level because you have such a connection, right? It's all based on trust because you just know this person. We're going to get through 12.12, which is about you respect each other's differences and opinions. I love that. That is so important in a great relationship. You know you have different opinions. Often soulmates are polar opposite. At times this is challenging, but there are the times when you are being forced to let the other person complete you. All you still have is your own opinion, but instead of agreeing to disagree, there's a deep level of respect for each other. You listen and honor the differences, and you learn from differences, don't you? Don't you learn from differences? You know, you have, and that's bringing differences into a relationship is really a cool thing because you do learn from each other all the time. Okay, so we're done. It's about done. We got what? 30 seconds left. So a reminder, we didn't get too much into the reading part of it or talking to dead people or looking at your past lives. But if you want to let me help you and let spirit help you to make decisions and make choices and manifest things in your life, you can contact me. My information is in the episode information, my website, my email address, or my phone number. So I'd love to help each one of you. I love you guys. Talk tomorrow. Bye.